During the meeting, Representative Lynn Gaddis, the chair of the Education Committee, called Mount Edgecombe, quote, a great school, but asked if in a time of budget woes, it should continue to be supported by the state. Commissioner Mike Hanley responded.
Is there a need for a separate school out of our school districts?
Chair Gaddis, I don't think there's a need for that structure. Is there a need for Mount Edgecombe and residential type of schools? I think absolutely. And we're actually seeing an increase in the number of those. But for this structure, it's the only one kind of left over from the BIA school program that remains under the state situation. So, no.
Reached for comment by KCAW, Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins said that even amid these belt-tightening times, such a policy was not wise.
The last place you cut in the budget process is where you're getting the most public value and public benefit. And the amount of value and benefit created by the institution of Mount Edgecombe for hundreds and thousands of students who've gone through there, who've now gone on to shape Alaska. And, you know, many of the leaders, especially from rural and native Alaska, went through Mount Edgecombe, is immeasurable.
Juneau Representative Sam Keto said the question put forward by Gaddis took him by surprise and during the meeting spoke in defense of the school. Although Mount Edgecombe is a boarding school, the state still funds it on a per-pupil basis, just like any other public school. If Mount Edgecombe were to be transferred to the Sitka School District or closed altogether, and its students sent elsewhere, Keto said the savings would not be significant. Representative Gaddis, however, said that re-examining the budget allocation for Mount Edgecombe was, quote, something to be explored. A preliminary estimate based on the governor's 2016 budget documents is that the amount of state money going to Mount Edgecombe is approximately $8.4 million. Commissioner Hanley says he is supportive of the school staying open.
I surely hope that there's not, across our legislature, that there's not support to get rid of Mount Edgecombe. It just doesn't make sense to me. But this is the first time since I've been here. This is my fifth session, and we have not heard people talking about removing one of our highest performing schools.
On the agenda for next week, the subcommittee plans to look at Mount Edgecombe in more detail and any potential savings the state would earn by zeroing out funding. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.